The New England Patriots seem to be playing football on some other planet this season. Pats have won 13 games, lost none, and are on a course to have the first undefeated season since the Watergate era. On Sunday, they play the New York Jets, who are, well, not quite as good as that. But the Jets are the team that began the season by blowing a whistle on the Pats for taping their opponent's sideline signals. Will New England's vow to dominate and subdue be undone by their passion for payback? Will the Jets be able to salvage a disappointing season with a single, semi-miraculous win? Who says Howard Cosell is gone? Not as long as we're around. The biggest Jets fan that we know of is Gary Vaynerchuk, proprietor of the Wine Library in New Jersey and Wine Library TV, all one word, .com. He joins us from New York. Gary, welcome back.
It's good to be on.
Point spread's 24.5 points, and it ain't in the Jets' favor.
You know, we're going to cover that spread, obviously, very easily. And that's because the mother is on our side, and the mother I'm speaking of is Mother Nature. It seems like a nor'easter as well. It's on its way to Foxborough for this game. Yeah. And hopefully with those weather conditions, we'll be able to stay within those 24.5 points.
Well, but the New England Patriots know how to play in that kind of weather. I mean, they're from Boston.
But they've become very prima donna. I mean, this is one of the great franchises of all time, and they've been built traditionally on a running attack. And now they don't run the ball at all, which, mm-hmm. you know, they may run the ball 3, 4, 5 times a game. It's pretty scary.
Oh,
so
right.
when the weather gets a little bit hairy, it's a little bit tougher to throw the balls. I mean, you know, Randy Moss is not the kind of guy who's going to go out there and love the snow. He's going to be, you know, keeping his hands in his pockets. He's a, you know, prima donna receiver. So I'm a little bit confident that, you know, the Jets, this is their Super Bowl, like it is for everybody else. The Patriots are on a mission to be the greatest team that anybody has ever seen. And so hopefully they'll be up for it. But obviously the Patriots are not huge fans of the Jets, so they'll be up for it as well.
Gary, you are absolutely the best fan anybody has ever seen. I've never heard anybody with a greater, more eloquent gift for turning a 24.5 or whatever it is, a point spread, into a positive advantage.
Well,
this is
what happens when you taste thousands of bad wines a year and you've got to kind of put some sort of spin on it to tell people that it's not hogwash.
When's the last time you missed a play in a Jets game?
Well, we were talking about this, you know, we were drinking wine a couple months back. Well, I have not missed a physical play of a Jets game in 13 years. So I bleed green. There's nothing in the world that I hate more than the New England Patriots when it comes to that mindset of football. But this would be absolutely a great bragging rights win for the Jets. But I'll be honest with you, I think the Patriots would be very well off in losing a regular season game. I have a weird, sneaky feeling they're going to go undefeated and then get stunned in the playoffs.
That's what the Indianapolis Colts have to hope, isn't
mm-hmm. it? It is.
Now, you haven't missed a play in 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
You never go to the bathroom during a game?
Before the game. And then whatever it takes.
I mean, scary.
We're talking about scary things. The day after my wedding, you know, during the busiest day of the year at Wine Library. I mean, crazy things that have not kept me away. I mean, I have nightmares during the season that I've actually missed part of the football game. This is a reoccurring nightmare that I've had for years. I actually wake up with sweat thinking I've missed like a quarter or something. It's kind of scary.
I have to ask. So what do you recommend goes with watching the game?
For me, you know what I might pop? I might pop a Sauvignon Blanc or a Riesling or a Muscat, something that you would never drink this time of year because I'm going to try to bring out the wine karma and bring out maybe some boxed white Zinfandel or something like that to kind of throw off the football gods. You know, throw a spin there with my wine drinking habits and maybe that'll throw a spin into the actual game. But, you know, it's a changing world. And this Sunday, the Jets are going to change the football world.
Have a great Sunday, one way or another, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you, my friend. Stay well.
Gary Vaynerchuk, you can find him at winelibrarytv.com. And also check out our podcast called At Your Leisure at npr.org/podcast. Listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.